NeedIndeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. President Trump's choice to run the VA backs out. I'm Dave Anthony. Ronnie Jackson's withdrawing from consideration to be the next Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
In a letter released by the White House, Dr. Jackson wrote, "Going into this process, I expected tough questions about how to best care for our veterans, but I did not expect to have to dignify baseless and anonymous attacks on my character and integrity." He continued, "The allegations against me are completely false and fabricated." Dave?
Now, John, the full Senate will vote today on another nominee, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, in line to be Secretary of State. Some Democrats will join Republicans to vote to confirm Pompeo. A Senate committee will vote today on a bill to protect the special counsel from President Trump, who has called the Russia investigation a witch hunt. Now, 2 weeks after an FBI raid, President Trump's lawyer is going to keep his mouth shut in the Stormy Daniels case. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, citing an ongoing federal criminal investigation, Michael Cohen told a federal judge he'll invoke his Fifth Amendment right to in a defamation case filed by the adult entertainment actress. He also wants the judge to pause proceedings in a civil matter. Attorneys for Cohen and President Trump have requested the return of material seized during the raid on Cohen's home, office, and hotel room, which may include documents related to $130,000 Cohen paid Daniels. The lawyers argued the data is protected by attorney-client privilege. Dave?
Rachel, an ex-cop is now an accused serial killer in California.
I never suspected something like this. He's odd. Keeps to himself. Keeps late hours.
Joseph D'Angelo's neighbor there also called him creepy. The 72-year-old is accused of being the so-called Golden State Killer of the 70s and 80s, linked to a dozen murders and about 50 rapes, and they use DNA to link him. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
Again, our top Fox story just developing in the last 10 to 15 minutes. There has been a withdrawal for Ronnie Jackson. The White House doctor is no longer going to be considered to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The White House put out a letter, and Dr. Jackson called allegations against him false and fabricated. The allegations were of unethical behavior, so Jackson is no longer going to be under consideration. They're getting ready for a big summit in South Korea tomorrow. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will cross the border to meet with South Korea as president, which will be a first. And of course, there's the meeting coming up later, a planned one with President Trump. And there's also maybe some trouble with the North Korean nuclear program.
Chinese geologists saying it appears a mountain above the site where North Korea tests nuclear bombs has probably collapsed, making the site unsafe for further tests. The findings potentially shed light on a pledge by North Korea to halt its testing program ahead of planned talks with President Trump. The geologists say it appears a test last September was so large it triggered 4 earthquakes, one of them bringing down the mountain. They say their findings also lead to concerns about radiation leaking from the wrecked site. Simon Owen, Fox News.
A lot of kids in Colorado and Arizona will not be in school today because their teachers will be out protesting by the tens of thousands, going to Denver and Phoenix, demanding more education funding and higher pay. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says he has pledged 20% raises by 2020.
Hundreds of millions of dollars going forward to our teachers because our tax coffers are growing.
Now, teachers went on days-long strikes recently in West Virginia and Oklahoma. On Wall Street, stock futures rising modestly ahead of this morning's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
ESPN 93.5, good morning. Our local news brought to you by, with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their Facebook page. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A change of heart for the Champaign County Board. The News Gazette says board members voted unanimously on Tuesday night to extend the nursing home management contract with SAC Management Services until the end of July. Last Thursday, the board's 10 Republican members had rejected an automatic renewal of the deal. The housing market in the area is taking a hit from rising mortgage rates. WCIA says the Champaign County Association of Realtors reports a total of 207 closed sales last month, which is down by more than 2% from March of last year. The median home sales price fell by nearly $5,000 from $151,400 to $146,500. University of Illinois Chancellor Robert Jones is hosting an event on May 22nd, updating community leaders on the university's short and long-term plans to accelerate the economic and cultural development of Champaign-Urbana. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
When you define classic plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all work is warranted for 2 years. A $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Materials are superior using durable copper-lined pipes. Costs are mostly 20% less than other plumbers. By promoting a good culture of doing good work, Classic Plumbing takes pride in hiring outstanding people. At Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet, you'll get technology with a tradition of value. On Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or BlossomBasket.com. Diane Ducey with our weather.
Looking good. May have some patchy frost out there this morning. Otherwise, sunshine today with a high 65. 45 our low tonight. 66 with sunshine tomorrow, down to around 39 in the evening. On Saturday, sunshine with a high 57, down to 34. 63 now for Sunday. On Monday, up to 74.
There you go.
Right now, the temperature's at 42. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, just think of the month you didn't have to use an air conditioner. Needed more of a furnace. All your AC checks and everything coming up. There you go. Okay, good morning. It is Thursday morning. It is April 26th. Good to have you listening on the radio here. Cubs lose to Cleveland. They begin a big four-game series at Wrigley tonight against the first-place Brewers. Cardinals beat the Mets, and we'll be on early with them today. I believe 11:20 as the Cardinals take on the Mets. And Noah Syndergaard, one of the best pitchers in the National League, against Carlos Martinez. And you hear it on here, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals, ESPN 93.5. So stand by for Cardinals baseball. And again, big four-game set in Wrigley against those upstart Milwaukee Brewers. Who do they think they are? Cubs are going to try to insert themselves. And with the Cardinals ahead of the Cubs, we're rooting for the Cubs tonight. Over a year after President Trump followed through on his campaign promise of restricting travel from several Muslim-majority countries, the Supreme Court of the United States has heard arguments on the legality of the travel ban. Supreme Court of the United States aiming to decide whether the president ultimately exceeded his authority. After various versions of the ban bounced through the courts, the Supreme Court agreed last December to allow this third version of the travel ban to go into effect pending appeal.
This version of the travel ban came about after the administration completed a worldwide review of the vetting procedures of several countries and ultimately restricted the entry of non-citizens from Syria, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Venezuela. The challenges to the ban are represented by former acting Solicitor General Neil Katyal and include the state of Hawaii as well as individuals currently living in the U.S. Those opposed to the ban claim that the proclamation exceeds the president's authority. Joining us now, political strategist with Clifton Network Partners, Cameron Clifton. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Good morning to you.
Nice to have you back on the show. Okay, where are we with this? What do you think?
Well, actually, I think that, you know, we're not going to know until a few months from now in June, the end of June probably. But I think that they're going to uphold the president's travel ban on, you know, I think there are five countries that are in the Middle East and then North Korea, and then only officials and their families from Venezuela. But all of that, all wherever they're from, it's to protect the American people. And, you know, the president really has two functions. I mean, he has all kinds of things that he's responsible for. But the government of the United States, the triumvirate, is only responsible, really, for protecting the borders and the dollar. Everything else is to help do that. So when you don't protect the borders, then you're not really upholding your office. So I think what he wanted and what he asked for may not have been done in the most delicate way that it could have been, or the most diplomatic, for sure. But in the end, I think it's the right thing, and I'm glad that the Supreme Court is going to side with him.
Well,
I mean, that's the way it looks right now.
A whole bunch of our security depends on the other side, right? I mean, how are they getting in? Where are they coming from? Are they checking at all? Who are they? I mean, to want to know who's coming in and out of our country, I don't think is absurd.
Absolutely. And see, have you ever tried to go or immigrate to another country or known anyone who did, and what they put you through if you are an American citizen?
Yeah, but we're home of the brave. Home of the brave. Bring me your tired and poor. I mean, but it doesn't mean we have to bring bad people. We just want to know who you are. That's all.
Well, the problem with these countries, especially Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen, the problem with them is that they have no vetting system of their own. They can't actually tell us who's coming and who's not, to your point.
They don't know.
So they don't know. And they don't have any infrastructure to know because of the disruption in their country. So, you know, when you think about North Korea, that's just, I mean, if we opened, you know, travel directly from North Korea, anybody who had a passport, that's like inviting, you know, spies and foreign wrongdoers into our country.
Yeah.
As far as Venezuela is concerned, officials and their families who are trying to get out of the mess that country's in, no, they should stay there and clean it up, and they should not be allowed to come here and make money because, you know, their country is failing, because they should be doing something about that.
Okay, the earth is shaking in the entertainment industry because Kanye West actually likes Donald Trump. I mean, have you seen that they're questioning his sanity? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, what else can they do?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, here is the epic the betrayal, as far as they're concerned. You know, this is, and not only did he not, I mean, I think this is the epic part of it. Not only did he say that had he voted, he would have voted for Trump, and that, you know, he thinks that Donald Trump is doing the right thing for the country, but he criticized Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unforgivable
in
their world.
Well, you know what, too, what he's done, and the woman he actually supported who blasted the left, and she was African-American.
Right.
What they've done is say, listen, who cares what color you are? Why do we have to fit into one line here? We can think how we want to think, and I don't think
exactly. The
left wants to hear that.
But, Steve, think about all the years, the decades, that black conservatives, people who, you know, didn't vote, didn't think, didn't speak, because of color. They spoke because of circumstance and what they saw that was going on, policy that needed to be changed. What they have all been vilified. I mean, from Colonel Allen West to, you know, Star Parker. I mean, and everybody in between. You cannot escape the fact that the left only wants people that will mimic their point of view and keep the tide rolling. And that tide is shifting because people now, I don't know if it's because of President, I don't know if Trump has a big role in that. He might. But what I think is happening is that finally there's enough evidence to say that if the economy does well, there's no reason why everyone who wants to participate cannot.
No, I agree.
And that changes everything for minority communities.
Yeah. Okay. Always a pleasure, Cameron. How do people find you?
Well, they can. Actually, you know what? I love it when they email me. So, and I always email right back. If they want to email me at camera, C-A-M-A-R-A, .C.Clifton@gmail.com, I'd love to hear from them. Clinton. Thank you so much for having me on, too. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Cameron. Nice chatting with you. Take care. Political strategist, Clifton Network Partners, it's Cameron Clifton, who always ends her interview saying, God bless.
Yeah.
God bless you, too.
Camera.c.clifton@gmail.
Yeah, she'll email you right back.
There you go.
715 ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Diane Ducey with sports headlines.
Illinois softball's on a roll. They beat EIU. Maddie Dome with their ninth homer. 5-4 was the final. They're 31-15 on the season. Grace has a roommate who's on the team.
That would be basketball.
Oh, thank you for that.
Okay, athletics.
Am I having another Monday today?
No, listen, we know a whole lot of the softball ladies.
Is that, I mean,
wonderful people.
It seems like last time when she did the sports last week that she...
That was Taylor Edwards.
Okay.
Taylor's a very strong FCA member.
Excellent.
So we're very knowing of Taylor. She's a great young lady from Arcola.
Let's keep supporting our Illini softball team.
Let's go.
Ira Perry's doing a great job with them. We had St. Louis Cardinals over the New York Mets 9-1 yesterday, a day game today, 12:15. You'll hear the action on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at travelwisconsin.com.
John Rooney, the Cardinals last night used a lot of their youngsters and a lot of their speed, and Michael Walker was very, very good.
Well, the Cardinals were able to score three times in the third inning to erase a 1-0 deficit. The 0-2 pitch. A line shot, base hit to left field. That scores Walker. Coming around third, streaking for the plate, the throw. It gets by the catcher, Lobatone. Bader scores. On down to second, Marcelo Zuna, who celebrates. Driving in two with a base hit through the hole at short. And the Cardinals own a 3-1 lead in the third inning.
Four more runs in the fourth inning. Colton Wong was able to get on and score a couple of runs. In fact, Michael Walker had two sacrifices, and on a squeeze play, an RBI, he scored two runs on the night. The Cardinals picked up two more in the fifth on Jed Jerko's 100th career home run.
Jerko's a strikeout man, though, so they don't run. Here's a long one into left field. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. That'll help. It's 9-1 on Jerko's first home run of the year. His 100th career home run. He touches them all.
It was Michael Walker for six. John Brebbia worked the last three, picked up his first major league save, and now the Cardinals go for a series win behind Carlos Martinez today.
It'll be fun. What a pitching matchup. They have Syndergaard on the mound, and Noah is 2-0. The Cardinal right-hander, Carlos Martinez, 2-1. We're on the air at 11:20. Cardinals even the series with a 9-1 win last night.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett.
And I'm Matt Scott, Paralympic basketball gold medalist and Wisconsin's biggest fan.
Okay, Matt. Summer in Wisconsin, speed round. Ready?
Let's go.
Have you been camping?
Check.
To Summerfest?
Every year.
Kayaking?
Of course.
Sailing?
Check.
Festivals?
As many as I can.
Wow, what don't you do?
It's like I always tell my friends, don't you dare threaten me with a good time in Wisconsin, unless you really mean it.
Well, I love it, and you'll love Wisconsin, too. Visit TravelWisconsin.com to learn more.
Cleveland over the Cubs 4-1 yesterday. They're starting a series up against the Milwaukee Brewers. 7:05 first pitch heard on US 105.9. Chase Anderson on the mound for the Brew Crew and Kyle Hendricks for the Chicago Cubs. Seattle over the Chicago White Sox 4-3 yesterday. In fact, it's the worst start since 1950 for the White Sox. They are 5-16 on the season. Okay. They've got Kansas City at 7:15.
Hey, the Finkies are going to Grand Canyon. Yes. I'm going to talk another minute about that right after we do our weather forecast.
We've got a high of 65 with the sunshine, 45 our low tonight, 66 tomorrow, down to 39, 57 now the high Saturday, and only up to 63 for Sunday. Monday is when we get up to 74. Right now the temperature's at 42 with sunny conditions, ESPN 93.5.
Almost 50% of us don't feel ready to retire financially. We'll talk about that in about 10 minutes. I want to touch on the Michael Finke decision to go to Grand Canyon to join his brother Tim. Fox Business News, though, right now brought to you by Starla Carr over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's ESPN 93.5 and time for Fox Business Minute at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, General Motors is reporting a stronger than expected quarter, even though it had expenses for restructuring in South Korea. PepsiCo is also reporting a strong quarter. Its earnings top predictions, though its sales were weaker than forecast. Pepsi also makes Frito-Lay snacks and Quaker Foods, and it says it's paying more to make those brands. United Parcel Service had to step up its business to deliver for Amazon and other online retailers, but it still reported a stronger than expected quarter. The Wall Street Journal says UPS is offering buyouts to some management workers to reduce payroll as it steps up its business. Chipotle Mexican Grill's earnings were better than predicted. Its new CEO, Brian Nickel, who came from Taco Bell, says he hired a new chief marketing officer because he believes the chain has been invisible. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
All righty, ESPN 93.5. Mark your calendars for the 66th Champaign County Economic Seminar as Busey observes its sesquicentennial, fulfilling dreams since 1868, recognizing Ed Charlo, who's still hard at work. I suppose one day Ed Charlo, who I think is one of the community's finest, Ed and Carol Charlo, I suppose one day he may retire, which will shock the world and hopefully won't bring Busey to its knees, but I love Ed Charlo. Okay, so Wednesday, May 9, the economic seminar will be at the I Hotel and Conference Center in Champaign. Doors open at 3:30, presentation at 4:15, cocktail hour to follow.
Okay, that's a different kind
of
format.
Yes, it is. Normally mornings we can't go.
Right.
I would like to go to that.
Wednesday the 9th, 4:15.
Ed Charlo, vice chair of Busey Bank, will provide interesting, always has provided interesting, I can't believe the 66th Champaign County Economic Seminar. They were doing it twice a year, so that's 30-some years, right? 33 years. Anyway, guest speaker will be Sue Gray, President and Chief Executive Officer, United Way of Champaign County.
She's awesome.
Connect with Busey on Twitter for live updates during the program or get there for a look at the local and national economy outlook for the year ahead. Attend the Champaign County Economic Seminar Wednesday, May 9th, iHotel Conference Center, 800-67-BUSEY for details, member FDIC.
I like it.
Michael Finke says he's an antelope.
Okay.
The Grand Canyon Antelopes. He had 60 options. He has his grad season where he can walk in and play. His final schools included Stanford, Palo Alto.
Ooh.
Vanderbilt, Penn State. I mean, there's some nice schools in there. I mean, Palo Alto.
The weather's perfect.
It's
all the time.
An unbelievable region of the world. But Phoenix is pretty cool. I like Phoenix. So everybody said, Michael's guy.
Exactly.
And he ended up going to Grand Canyon. He didn't make this call without visiting. And according to the News Gazette this morning, he could have played anywhere. He knew that. But listen, let's not underestimate the networking of Jerry Colangelo. Billionaire, former Illini, played basketball, owned the Arizona Diamondbacks. They won a World Series. Jerry's big, so he's your buddy. Jerry Colangelo's in the mix here. Dan Marley, the coach for Grand Canyon, is a former fantastic NBA player that shot the three ball for Phoenix, the Suns. So don't underestimate getting a business degree at the Jerry Colangelo School of Business. So he's kind of networked up here. And if Dan Marley can help Michael shoot the three ball at 40%, which I think he's truly capable of, Michael Finke won't be done playing basketball this year. He'll play. He'll go make money basketball for a while somewhere because of his ability to be 6'10", 6'11", and shoot the three. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, it's the first time they've ever played, Tim and Michael, on the same basketball team in an organized team like a college. The timing was never quite there to where now they get to play in big-time Division I. By the way, Grand Canyon is the only D1 program in America that's for profit. I would like to see the business model of that, please. Huh. Kind of like that thought. Being private means you can't settle in and be a crummy anything because you'll get fired. Because you'll probably have to meet performance standards where in government work you generally can, sometimes we know people who get away with not doing much. And you can't fire me. So anyway, for profit for Grand Canyon. Anyway, happy for the Finkies.
Yes.
Jeff and Laura, happy for Michael and Tim.
So do Jeff and Laura find a home in...
Well, doesn't Jeff coach Champaign Central basketball? Last I heard.
But, I mean, they want to see their sons play in the game.
Well, listen, if it were me, I would not be coaching anything my kids weren't on because I never did. I coached a lot. Including big-time 7-year-old soccer and basketball for the Park District and all those things, but I would have never, ever considered without my kids being part of it.
That's
sorry.
Right.
Just wasn't interested in that. So I don't know. I would think there'll be a whole bunch of St. Louis to Phoenix Southwest Airline flights
right.
back and forth, or you go Peoria to Mesa. You're close to Phoenix there, real cheap. Anyway, I'm happy for them, and I think Michael and Tim are great young men. The family is great, and you know them. So really, really thrilled for Michael Finke picking Grand Canyon. But I do think he really went through the process, and I don't think it was a done deal. Everybody speculated because of the obvious reasons, and it worked out that way, and real happy. But I'm telling you, the Colangelo-Marley thing is big because who do you know? If you know Jerry Colangelo, you're kind of wired in. I think it's great.
Well, I know I listened to Jeremy Werner's interview with Tajon Lucas yesterday, and UW-Milwaukee was the choice, and it seems like family, and coming home to Milwaukee was really the defining moment for him.
Yeah, Tajon a play up, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, good for him. I think it really helped that team as well. All right, we'll be coming right back in a moment. 50% of us aren't comfortable with anything retirement-wise financially. That's half of America. What's up? We'll talk about that coming up. John Decker live at the White House right after 8.
All righty.
And if you didn't hear my Alan Dershowitz, who's in town tonight, he'll be at Folinger at 7:30 on the campus right at the south end of the quad.
Yes.
No tickets required. Will it be sold out, 1,500 seats? I think so. This guy's compelling. Anyway, I'll rerun that. If you missed it, Alan Dershowitz on the program. We'll play that about 8:35 this morning. Okay, it is Thursday. It is April 26th. Thank you for listening. We know you're out there. You can text in anytime about anything. 359-2255, 359-2255. Check your Fox News and your local news coming up in a minute.
Hi, this is Maury Moore. This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump giving a long interview to Fox and Friends this morning. We've all just found out that his Veterans Affairs Secretary nominee, White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson's pulled out of consideration, accused of drinking on duty and creating a toxic work environment. About that, the president says...
These are all false accusations that were made. These are false. They're trying to destroy a man.
No word who he might nominate next. The president says about his meetings this week with the French President Emmanuel Macron and his support of the Iran nuclear deal.
I think we really came to recognize the... You know, I can say it from my standpoint, but he is viewing, I believe, Iran a lot differently than he did before he walked into the Oval Office.
President Trump again also criticizing the Justice Department's handling of the Russia election meddling investigation, saying although he stayed out of it so far, he may change his mind about that. Asked how he'd grade his presidency so far, the president tells Fox, it's an A+. This is a Fox News alert.
Find the perfect gift for your Illini grad or honor a coworker or friend who's retiring with artwork by Larry Canfor. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfor. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or canfor.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A man was arrested after allegedly crashing his truck into a tree in West Champaign. The News Gazette says 28-year-old Benjamin Tishmaya is facing multiple offenses. Authorities said evidence suggested a gun had been fired from inside the truck. Urbana has a new city administrator. It is the first time Urbana has had a city administrator since 2007. Mayor Diane Marlin said the job goes to Carol Mitten, who will start in June. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is suing a bus company that primarily services the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and other college students. The Chicago Tribune says Madigan is suing Suburban Express, alleging discriminatory practices and mistreatment of customers. She says Suburban Express told one international student to go back to your country and stay there. The company defended its actions on its Facebook page, mentioning service to hundreds of thousands of happy customers in its 35-year history. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Canfer. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or Canfer.com.
And don't forget, if you need janitorial supplies, CMI, CMIclean.com, where I was doing my hardworking man. That was on Tuesday. Was that Tuesday? Yeah, that's where I went out and washed those windows out at St. Thomas More, learned about all their fabulous equipment. Sounds like Mike Anderson needs some of their fabulous equipment. You need that eye mop.
Right.
Or that thingamif, I call it the Keurig. It's not the name of it, but it's that bathroom cleaner.
Yeah.
That whole thing that just is touchless, and you can make it, like, spotless without touching anything. CMI, CMIclean.com, CMIclean.com. Betsy and Brad Parks, again, thank you for having me out. It was really, really fun.
It sure is a lot easier on you if you have the proper tool.
No question about it. I learned all about that. Kind of a professional now.
All righty, then.
Let's check your weather.
Sunshine today with a high 65, 44, our low tonight clearing out. We've got sunshine tomorrow and a high 66 as we wrap up the week, down to 39. I know the 5K for the Illinois Marathon steps off around campus town at 7:30, so weather looks great. And into Saturday morning, when things start moving and shaking for the marathon and the wheelchair half marathon and the 10K and all that in the 7 o'clock hour, Saturday looks terrific with a high 57, low 34. Sunny on Sunday with a high 65, 75 by Monday. Right now the temperature's at 43, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I've talked about Benjamin and his ring wing. This is that catchable glider, and we went to that show in Toledo, and I was broadcasting on the floor of that show throwing catch with Benjamin with his glider. Well, Benjamin participated in the COSAD New Venture Competition, Next Generation of Entrepreneurs at the University of Illinois. He just won a bunch of stuff. Just very exciting. So proud of him, the hard work he put in. And he's got the first catchable indoor glider, weighs 1 ounce, doesn't break stuff. I just loved watching it. There's so many smart people right here at the University of Illinois. I mean, it's just watching these other presentations, these groundbreaking things, might be the next PayPal, might be the next YouTube. Benjamin has a toy, but there's $27 billion toy market in the world, and he's got a really cool toy, and he got three awards, one from Meyer Capel for some intellectual property work. He got some space at the Innovation Center for a year. He got a $5,000 prize from V. Dale Cozad Best Pitch Award. And talk to Greg Cozad. The Cozad family have been pillars in our community for a long time. And to honor his father who passed with, I believe, cancer 25 years ago, the Dale Cozad Best Pitch Award. Just was a great afternoon for Benjamin and his ring wing. And you can check it out. But it's just one of those great parental moments when you just say, man, you worked your butt off. Congratulations. And it's happening for him with this ring wing. You can go catchringwing.com. You want to see more of it on his website, but it's really cool.
Oh, and I saw him post, praise be to God.
Yep.
No, when it comes to, you know, thanking everybody and just
very
such a good kid.
Very good, just a great, and but yet.
Our young man, I guess I should say.
Worked so hard. I mean, you don't know the hours he's put in on this, and that's a great study. But no, he's a great, great faith as well. All right, new study, 50% of American workers do not feel ready for retirement. What's Astro say from the Jetsons?
Ruh-roh. Right.
Executive Director, Indexed Annuities Leadership Council, Jim Poolman. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty awesome. That last segment you were just talking about is pretty darn cool.
I mean to tell you, the best way in life is to live is be consumed with your family, man. Oh. It's just the best. There's just nothing better. Jim Pullman,
I love it.
Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm not sure I've ever visited with anybody in Bismarck,
either.
North Dakota. That's awesome.
Well, you know what? I'm glad to be your first, and you should come up and visit us in God's country. It's beautiful.
I know. It's great.
It's vast and expansive.
I would take my parka with me. Jim Pullman. All right, so what's up? I mean, if we don't feel good about it and we're near it, we're in a little trouble, aren't we?
Well, we are, although I don't want to depress your listeners today. But, this particular study highlighted different areas of the workforce that are more prepared or less prepared for retirement. And, of course, then some of the general attitudes. And as you mentioned, 50% of Americans feel like they're not prepared or unprepared for retirement. And that's, of course, concerning. Those that are getting we don't even really think about retirement, unfortunately, until we start to get close. And then we realize, oh, heck, it's time. And it's too late. And so we're finding out that more and more Americans are having to work longer before they retire. Some of that is by choice because they want to work. But most of it is because they're finding out they have to work longer because they're finding out that, of course, Social Security is not going to take care of them fully in retirement. And so they're having to work longer to either supplement that or to put off getting Social Security so the check is larger when they actually do.
I'm already warming up here. Hi, welcome to Walmart. Hi. No. Hi, welcome to I don't know if I should go low or high or
to be a greeter.
Yeah, man. I mean, we could keep doing that. Listen, there's certainly some apprehension. How do we know we're okay, Jim?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've got a great website for our organization, and you can go there at fiainsights.org, F as in Frank, iainsights.org, and you can get on a retirement calculator. You can do that from the comfort of your own home.
I choose to stick my head in the sand. That's how I look at that. You actually have a calculator on there?
We actually have a calculator where you can put how much you make a year, what you could afford to save per year, or per month, and what your Social Security income might be. And it gives you an opportunity to show what the time value of money is. That's really sort of job number one, is educate yourself. And because I think you'll, A, be startled at how the time value of money can be on your side if you still have time to retire. The other thing I tell people, though, is if your company offers a retirement plan, you darn well better be participating in that plan. A, especially if they offer a matching contribution because that's free money.
Mm-hmm.
B, it's tax deferred, so you don't pay any taxes on those dollars until you pull them out at retirement. And C, it's the best vehicle available for you to participate in where they can take money right out of your check. It's easy, and you should be participating. But what we're finding out is more and more employers, especially small employers, are not able or do not offer those types of retirement plans. And so it's sort of becoming a do-it-yourself mentality in planning for retirement, which is more and more concerning because then it's easier to put it off.
Jim, I had aspirations of saving at one time, but with a kid in college, it just seems like all my money is going to the university.
Well, you need to get rid of that kid. B, even if you're only able to put a little bit of money away per month out of your paycheck or into some sort of vehicle, let's say like a fixed indexed annuity, what you then have is the ability to at least grow that small sum into a larger sum, even if it's foregoing one night out for dinner a month or a week or whatever that might be. Trying to put a little bit of that away, it still helps take a year or two off when you are planning for retirement at the very end.
I have been telling my kids, and you tell me if I'm on target, but I said save money, save more money, and then when you're done, save more money. I said if you have if you have cash, you have choices in life. If you don't have anything, you're strapped. You have nothing. So save everything you have. You can always spend it. You can spend it all in a day.
I have a son in college as well, and actually he has a very part-time job, and I force him to put even a little bit of that money away every month to save for when he's done with college, so he has something to either put down on a house or some ability to save for retirement or for a house or something like that, to sort of strive to instill a culture of saving because it's so darn important.
No question about it. Jim, you sound like a super cool guy. FIAinsights.org. Go check out their retirement calculator. I'm joking. Don't stick your head in the sand. You got to know. Jim, P-O-O-L-M-A-N. How do people find you?
Well, they can find me on Twitter at Jim Poolman. And that's at the Twitter. And they can find me at FIAinsights.org.
Are you from North Dakota?
I was born and raised here. I haven't escaped yet.
You just don't have that long O thing going on.
You know, some people catch it every once in a while.
It does
come out every once in a while, especially when I say when I say soul or something like that.
You should say
it does come out, and people make fun of me. Then.
I mean, no. No.
I do not like Lutefisk or Lefsa either, so that's...
maybe we'll chat again. Let's find you again and get you back on, Jim. Nice chatting.
Hey, take care. Thanks for the day.
You betcha. Jim Poolman, Bismarck, North Dakota.
FIA Insights. The O-R-G.
O-R-G. Yeah, I wonder, where is Bismarck, North Dakota?
Up there.
Yeah. How far up there?
Pretty far.
Let's see, you have Bismarck, North Dakota. Obviously, North Dakota's on top of South Dakota. That's pretty north. And you got to go up. Duluth, Minnesota's pretty far up. Is Bismarck that far north?
I'm looking. Why do you do this, Stevie?
It just comes off the top of my head. Planning, schmanning.
Exactly.
I didn't know he was going to be in Bismarck. I've got it. Bismarck, North Dakota. Where are you? There you are. Okay, that's south, kind of. I mean, it's south for the north. So.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, it's not as north-north as it could be. So you're up there in the north-north, you'd totally do it. No.
Looks like kind of near a river, too.
Yeah,
looks
like it's probably Purdy out there.
131,000 people.
Okay, so it's comparable to Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
Bismarck, North Dakota. ESPN 93.5, you got your sports.
Broadway series.
All right, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey.
Well, Cleveland beat the Cubs yesterday 4-1. They are starting up a series tonight, 7:05, first pitch against the Milwaukee Brewers. So go Cubs. I know tomorrow is a day game. This is the first of four against the Brew Crew. St. Louis beat the New York Mets 9-1 yesterday. We've got your Redbird recap now on ESPN 93.5.
John Rooney, the Cardinals last night used a lot of their youngsters and a lot of their speed, and Michael Walker was very, very good.
Well, the Cardinals were able to score three times in the third inning to erase a 1-0 deficit. The 0-2 pitch. A line shot base hit to left field. That scores Walker. Coming around third, streaking for the plate to throw. It gets by the catcher, Lobatone. Bader scores. On down to second, Marcell Ozuna, who celebrates. Driving in two with a base hit through the hole at short. And the Cardinals own a 3-1 lead in the third inning.
Four more runs in the fourth inning. Colton Wong was able to get on and score a couple of runs. In fact, Michael Walker had two sacrifices, and on a squeeze play, an RBI, he scored two runs on the night. The Cardinals picked up two more in the fifth on Jed Jerko's 100th career home run.
Jerko's a strikeout man, though, so they don't run it. Here's a long one into left field. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. That'll help. It's 9-1 on Jerko's first home run of the year, his 100th career home run. He touches them all.
It was Michael Walker for six. John Brebbia worked the last three, picked up his first major league save, and now the Cardinals go for a series win behind Carlos Martinez today.
It'll be fun. What a pitching matchup. They have Syndergaard on the mound, and Noah is 2-0. The Cardinal right-hander, Carlos Martinez, 2-1. We're on the air at 11:20. Cardinals even the series with a 9-1 win last night.
Seattle over the Chicago White Sox 4-3. They've got Kansas City this evening. Illinois over EIU in softball yesterday. That final was 5-4. On to the NBA. Toronto over Washington 108-98. Toronto's leading that series 3-2. Houston over Minnesota, 122-104. Rockets moving on, beating Minnesota 4-1. Oklahoma City beat Utah yesterday, 107-99. Jazz on top of that series, 3-2, though. And Cleveland over Indiana, 98-95, with LeBron's buzzer-beater three-point at the end of the game.
Man.
After the game, the quote from him is, you know, you do it in your driveway as a little kid, 3-2-1.
Yep.
And he was having that childlike moment. Pretty good quote. 3-2, Cavaliers on top of that series.
I did that all the time. I did that.
Yep.
I did it all the time.
Exactly.
I made every one. And when I didn't, I was fouled. And then when I shot the free throws to win it and I missed it, there was a lane violation. So we played till I won.
I had a hockey fan stop me yesterday and say, NHL playoff, Stanley Cup, Diane, why don't you get to that? Well, Boston over Toronto yesterday, 7-4, so Boston advances.
Thank you for that. Yeah. All right. That's
love your input. Thank you.
You betcha. We appreciate that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that always let us know how we're doing. 359-2255, 359-2255. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. Watts with two T's, wattscopy.com.
We've got a high 65 with the sunshine, 45 with clear conditions tonight. Sunny tomorrow, high 66, low 39. Saturday's high at 57, down to 34. 65 the high on Sunday with plenty of sunshine. Right now, the temperature's at 43 on ESPN 93.5.
At Body and Soul, they take pride in giving you the perfect fit for your athletic shoes. Their team of experts will help you in selecting the style that fits your purpose and your feet. Body and Soul has offered the best prices and best quality for more than 30 years. And they aren't just shoes. Whether it's walking, running, swimming, or biking, or whether it's for you or the whole team, visit Mike or Jed and their experienced staff at Body and Soul, Route 45 Savoy. Call 356-8926 or visit body, the letter N, soulsports.com.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I know that sound. That's a powerful turbocharged engine. And that's my phone on the available wireless phone charger. This must be the sophisticated new Honda Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. Now, who wants to see me change the oil blindfolded? Anyone? Hurry in to your Honda dealer and test drive a 2018 Accord today. I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the versatile magic seat folding down so all my stuff can fit. I got it. It's the Honda Fit, a 2017 KBB.com best value brand.
Hurry in to the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Fit for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2017 brand image awards for Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for info.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Well, we've had quite a few people view my work at Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, part of our Hardworking Man series. 400 or 500 have viewed at least some of those videos. There's different ones of me working. I'll be going out to Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing soon. Troy Lance is out at Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. There's no word whether CMI actually opened today following my work with them. I think they're still in business.
Well, they probably had to get an additional phone line in there because, you know, a celebrity like Stevie J was there.
Yeah.
And the phones, they probably had to hire extra people.
I'm sure that's correct, but I haven't heard about that. it's Troy Lambs, Lambs Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. I am coming out to play work with you.
Yes, well, that was one of the guys, not me.
No. I'm going for play date. I'm going to go play at Troy's house.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Okay, so, I'm just so confused. Do I have my furnace filters changed, or have you checked my Freon?
Well, you know, it's time for the AC tune-ups, which we will check your furnace filter as well, because the blower that blows your heat blows your cooling. So we'll change that filter as well. We'll check the refrigerant levels in it, and be sure the outdoor coil is clean and washed out. You know, it's time for start cutting the grass, and as a reminder, blow away from the air conditioner, not into it.
Yep.
But, you know, if that happens, if you have a teenager that's doing that and has an attitude to start with and not thinking, remember what you said, we'll come clean it for you.
My platform, my outside unit is on, is a little tilty. Is that okay?
Well, the straighter the better. We can straighten that up as well. Okay. We'd level it up for you.
Okay, because, I could do it because I'm a hardworking guy, but I don't want to show off in front of your guys.
Are you going to do any hardworking men at a chiropractor's office?
Yeah, exactly.
Use you for a subject.
Yeah, right. Exactly, Ryan. I have my limits, Troy. I have my limits. Okay, so how do people reach you and get that AC check going? Because, you know, you can't just turn it on and hope. You really got to have the thing. You wouldn't do that to your car with oil changes, so don't do it to your AC unit.
Correct. 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or LandsInc.com.
Get me on the schedule. I'm kind of fired up to wear that tool belt.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
You're the man. Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, 800-AIR-REPAIR. Okay, ESPN 93.5 teaming up with Keller Williams Realtor for Red Day. May 10, which is not far away, all Keller Williams offices around the world will close and go out into the communities to renew, energize, and donate. Here in Champaign-Urbana, Keller Williams looking for a few homes whose owners need help. If you know somebody whose home needs painting, landscaped, or maybe a garage cleaned out, log on to ESPNCU.com. Nominate somebody today for Keller Williams Red Day. Okay, so we had Jeremy text in. Remember when I just spontaneously went on the radio and said, does anybody have a fresh chip on their windshield from those awful rocks that fly around sometimes on the interstate? Dump trucks might drop a few here and there. Tires spin.
Got a little star, nick. Star.
And American Eagle Auto Glass, one of our cardinal sponsors, I told Wade Adams, I said, I think I'll just try that one morning.
We'll just throw it out there.
And so we found Jeremy. There was quite a few, actually, text in with fresh windshield chips. What did Jeremy say after he went in?
Thank you, Stevie and Diane, for my recent windshield repair. Dave and American Eagle Auto Glass did an outstanding job. They were fast, kind, and professional, and the chip is no longer noticeable. Now, they do come to you need that,
yep.
But I think Jeremy works in Champaign and just went to their Champaign place. So thank you again to American Eagle Auto Glass.
Well, Dave called me, and I gave him my credit card because I said I'd pay it. It was $50.
Okay.
That was all in. No
Not
cash. Yeah, $50. They will come to your work and go to your parking lot while you're working. You just add another $25.
Uh-huh.
So for $75, that convenience, how much time would you save? American Eagle Auto Glass, really appreciate them taking care
of Jeremy. Also, text in to 359-2255 about the Golden Knights starting round two tonight. Tim in Ogden, thank you for that. Yep, they're playing the San Jose Sharks. Penguins and Capitals also in action.
Talking hockey.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN 93.5 giving you a chance to win three family four-packs of tickets to see the Illusionists May 9, 10, and 11 at State Farm Center. Tickets to see the Illusionists Tuesday, May 15. Hold on. I'm giving you a chance to win 9, 10, 11. The show is May 15. They're not in town that long.
Okay.
It's just one night, one show. Tickets to see The Illusionist Tuesday, May 15 on sale now, $39 to $58. Go online at ESPNCU.com or call 866-ILINI-1.
It's been a while since we had magicians in town.
No, these guys are live from Broadway, and it's going to be one of those sleeper shows, I like to call them, where you've never heard them, but you go in and go, what? How'd they do that? I always want to know how they do it.
Right.
And nobody ever tells me.
That's how it was with that David Copperfield show. I was like, wow, how did he do that?
I want to know the answers.
My mind is blown.
And last thing before we get to the news, last day, today, tomorrow, last couple of days, Thursday, you can go into U of I Meat Sales Room if you want to join us for Cubs Cardinals for free. Final pair of tickets given away from the U of I Meat Sales Room on Maryland, right near Lincoln and Florida in Urbana. They're open today 1 to 5:30, tomorrow 8 to noon, then we draw. Then probably Monday I announce the winner for my final pair of $260 ride tickets to St.
Right now, partly cloudy in St. Louis with a high 66 on May 5, 1:15 first pitch.
That sounds awesome. You can still buy tickets at ESPNCU.com or come on out, 7:58.